Governor Cuomo says he's putting campaign finance reform at the top of his list of priorities for the new session. He says he intends to introduce a comprehensive proposal at his State of the State speech on January 9th.
We have a hodgepodge quilt of rules and regulations that apply to lobbying and campaigns that make no sense, frankly. They're very difficult for a person to follow who wants to follow the law. They create many loopholes, and people get to hide in the shadows. So we're going to put forth a fundamental reform in campaign finance, disclosure, et cetera.
In recent days, the governor and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman seem to be competing over proposals to close loopholes that have led to the rise of what critics call dark money in elections. An estimated hundreds of millions of dollars was spent by outside groups in the 2012 campaigns. They formed as not-for-profits under a tax exemption known as 501(c)s. The entities were originally supposed to be for social welfare purposes, but they don't have to disclose donors or amounts of money they spend on electioneering. A.G. Schneiderman has proposed requiring the not-for-profits based in New York to make public their donors and money spent. Governor Cuomo says he'll require the not-for-profits that are based anywhere in the U.S. to disclose their donors and detail how they spent their money. Karen Scharf with the government reform group Citizen Action is encouraged by the proposals.
I think it's great. It's really important.
Citizen Action and other groups are pushing for public financing of campaigns as part of any reforms. They'd like to see the state adopt New York City's system of government-funded matching grants for candidates who collect small donations from individual donors. Governor Cuomo could not guarantee, however, that public financing of campaigns will be in the final legislation, though he says he considers it very important. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos, who will be in charge of the Senate in January, along with a breakaway Democratic group, cast doubt on whether public financing would be part of any campaign reforms.
My concern is that when we're dealing with deficits, you have a potentially $200 million in taxpayer dollars going to be spent on campaign finance.
Skelos says he is interested in reforms that bring transparency to the campaign donation system. Scharf with Citizen Action disputes Skelos' numbers. She says the cost to taxpayers would likely be closer to $40 million a year or $2 per taxpayer. And she remains optimistic that public campaign financing will, in the end, be part of the package.
The governor has the political power and skills to get the legislation passed. And we've got the grassroots organizing structure to back that up and put the needed pressure on the Senate.
Senator Liz Krueger, a Democrat who's part of the mainstream Democratic conference, isn't so sure. Her group will presumably be in the minority party status in the new Senate next year. Krueger says the Senate coalition of 30 Republicans and 5 Democrats will make it less likely that progressive legislation, including public financing of campaigns, will pass.
That's what I suspected would be the story, but I think it's happening much more quickly than many of us realized. I mean, I've seen Senator Skelos saying we're not changing our legislative agenda.
The state assembly will also need to be part of any talks on campaign finance reform. Democrats in the majority there have favored a number of changes, including public financing of campaigns, for many years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.